This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiella.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers.
Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315. He's here.
What's up? What's good?
What's up, man? He's still mad at me for no Zeke. Not
Zeke Elliott either.
Dude, that is huge. I mean, I'm sitting here looking and he's like, yeah. I can't see any other bobbleheads.
Like the Zeke bobblehead head is big.
His shoulders are wider than the freaking Stanley Cup trophy.
Lord, have mercy.
Damn, Zeke. No pressure this year, homie.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, man.
Next thing you get, you better be a Super Bowl trophy. And,
oh, Lord.
Of course, what are you talking about? What's wrong with that?
Nothing, no, nothing.
We got aim high.
Demands.
And then BBB is standing. He's ready to go.
Broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where all your dreams can come true.
There you go.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go csb.com, sign up to take the tour, come check us out, man. We should maybe change it to, like, where you make your dreams come true, because
you
can dream about anything. I dream about winning the lottery, but I'd never play the lottery, so that's not going
to
happen.
Make your dreams. You come here and make your dreams.
You got to make your dreams come true, man. You got to go get that.
And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with?
The new ABC.
New ABC.
The only one that matters.
The only one that matters.
And shout out Pepsi. I love Pepsi. Pepsi is the soda of the Carolinas, if you don't know.
Yes, sir.
It's born and raised here, man. And it tastes better than Coca-Cola.
Way better.
The reward side of your brain will tell you, if you take the Pepsi and Coke challenge, that Pepsi tastes better than Coca-Cola. Buy Pepsi.
I remember years back, man, I was addicted to Pepsi bad.
Uh-huh.
That was like mine.
I'm still addicted to Pepsi, man. I got to have Pepsi, man.
I was addicted to Pepsi. I grew up in two different households, one like Coke, one like Pepsi. I go see my dad. He will always have a 3-liter of Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's so sugary.
Pepsi.
You know, I like Pepsi, but it just I like Coke more. But I do get why everybody likes Pepsi, so but it is good. But anyway, we have a great show for you today. We got a lot of hot sauce. You know, we're getting a hot sauce. You know, I was listening to Mike and Mike today. I want to ask you guys a question.
Sure.
I think it might
that was
be
me.
Out.
That was me.
That you?
Mm-hmm.
If you watch right now, the NBA playoffs, they were talking about what movie reminds you of it, where it's like very dull in the center and then it got exciting at the end. Like Sixth Sense was a movie that was good. It was kind of dull in the middle, then it was great at the end. Is there a movie that reminds you of these playoffs this year?
Captain America, the first Avenger.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it started all slow with the backstory, and then when he finally got the fighting and stuff, it picked up. Because, you know, the Winter Soldier, the first scene, he drops in from a plane with no parachute, jumps on a ship, and he takes out like 100 people within a minute. So, yeah, that would be the movie for me. Sorry, First Avenger.
No, I can see that. Yeah, it was kind of, it was slow. Yeah, I can see that. What about you, Mr.
I can't think, and I can't really.
I was thinking, what was the one I was thinking?
Not off the top of my head.
Somebody said Rocky was bad, was like that, but the original was great. What was the other one? Sixth Sense was one. Just thinking. Usual Suspects was kind of another, but it was a good movie in the middle. What was the other one?
There's been a few movies like that. Seven.
That's the one I was getting ready to say. Seven.
Seven was really slow at the beginning until, okay,
yeah.
Let's start picking up these murders now. Now we good. Let's go.
Yeah, that was kind of like that. That was a lot like that. Anyway, I just want to
But, I mean, we still haven't seen what the finals is going to be. I mean, if the Warriors sweep, then that's going to be bull crap, too.
I wouldn't so, be surprised the way it's going.
And they are loaded. They have more better scores than you have.
Yeah.
They mo better.
I know their shooting's been great, but, man, they're going to have those games where there no threes are going to go in.
For a Golden State?
Yeah.
I know, but they have so many shooters. They have so many snipers. Somebody's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be hitting. There'll be two that probably won't. There'll be that one.
There needs to be a team that plays them, that slows them down, and just, you know. But Cleveland. No one has. Cleveland. Yeah, that was it.
And Cleveland got more good scores than you got, too. They got all the shooters.
Yep,
the only problem I was listening about Cleveland today, their defense isn't as good. So they don't have the guys that can slow them down as much as they did last year.
I think between Shumpert and Smith and Irving,
please don't say
Darren
90,
Williams.
Please don't say 94-year-old
Jefferson. Richard Jefferson. That's who you have not seen in this playoffs. And Coach Lou is just resting this guy for the finals so he can help defend against KD.
You actually have seen Richard Jefferson, in case you didn't see the Snapchat.
Oh, that's where he's been. He ain't played a single minute. I haven't seen him any in this playoffs.
I saw him a couple times in the Indiana series. That's about it.
Yeah.
Coach Lou's just been resting him for the most part, though. I know I bashed Coach Lou a little bit near the end of the regular season because for the Cavaliers losing, but this man has his pulse on this team for the playoffs.
He does.
You mean Coach LeBron?
It's always good to have LeBron James. No question.
Yeah. All right, let's go into hot sauce. All right, this week on hot sauce, we'll start with the bad news, I guess. Judge throws out Aaron Hernandez's murder conviction due to death before appeal hearing. Is this right?
Right or wrong, it is the law.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The law's got to be changed.
Law has been in place forever. I don't see the state of Massachusetts changing that.
I think it's only in Massachusetts.
And good luck to the family trying to recoup any of that guaranteed money from that contract that the Patriots null and void for Aaron Hernandez.
Now they owe $6 million.
They claim they owe $6 million because null and void the contract for the conviction, but the conviction is wiped away. So that sounds like a lot of litigation that I don't know if they have the money or time to deal with the Patriots and Mr. Kraft in the NFL with.
Yeah.
Knowing Kraft, he may just, do a settlement, get him a $3 million and call it a day.
I wouldn't settle on anything. This dude was arrested for murder, so he found a loophole. I'm not giving you nothing. I'm not giving you one red cent. Get off your shoulders, go get you a job, and go feed that child.
Yeah. There you go. But that child shouldn't have to pay for what their dad did.
The child ain't going to pay. That's why mommy is there. Mommy can go take care of the child. Looking for a handout. We ain't out here looking for handouts.
We are looking for a show to be on the air, though.
Yeah.
Our NFL guy killed somebody, but he was convicted but lost the conviction. Now we want you to pay us. No. No. That's whack as hell. That's not how it goes, man.
He's pretty much died an innocent man
right
by the letter of the law.
Which is just me. I can't imagine.
Me either. What about old Lloyd's family? You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Lloyds, man. Keep fighting the good fight, man. Y'all deserve better.
So
absolutely. Moving on from that, NFLPA files grievance against the league for violating CBA over prescribing painkillers.
Wow. It's been a practice forever in the league. But hey, you got to get more money. Go do your thing. Players get hooked on painkillers because these team doctors are prescribing it for them because the team doctor's vested interest is getting this player on the field to play for that team. They could give two shits if you are healthy or not. They don't care about you.
Yeah, remember that one of their biggest stars was addicted to painkillers way back when. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. He's been public about it. Anytime he would go ask the doctors or the trainers for pain meds, here you go, Brett. How many you need? Feeding them to them like they're M&Ms. So, it's common practice. Go get your money. Get these doctors in check, man. Get these teams in check, NFL players. Don't let them keep using you. They're only paying you 60% of your check anyway.
And I've had painkillers.
It's ridiculous.
I've had painkillers before. For a
them
bad,
things are strong,
for a bad
man.
Tooth. I said, oh, I can understand.
And sedation. You know they're getting 500 milligram, 1,000 yeah. milligram at a time.
I'm like, oh, I like, can understand no, why these dudes.
No one's body needs that many milligrams yeah. of painkillers. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I was, I've been listening to Shawn Michaels' book that he has out now, and he was taking 35 to 40 a day of painkillers.
Now the WWE guys, yeah, I can imagine. Didn't the British Bulldog pass away because of that? Yeah. Was that the
right. Well, that same thing with Brian Pillman.
Brian,
some,
yeah.
A lot of these guys take the painkillers. Yep. But NFL, same way. These guys, I know, popped them like crazy. I know Mike Webster did before he killed himself. And, you know, a lot of these guys, Junior Seau,
yeah.
You got to find a way to play, man. That's all they're looking for. If you don't play, guess what? We're having a draft again next April.
Right.
We can replace you quickly.
That's true. Anyway, something's got to be done, and hopefully they fix it at some point. Canelo Alvarez defeats Chavez Jr. by unanimous decision to set up fight with Triple G. Will this fight bring boxing back to the front?
Man, I hope so, man. I've been waiting for Canelo to finally get in the ring with Gennady Golovkin. Now let's see what's going to happen. Both of these guys like to trade punches, so I see both of them being in the middle of the ring in a high-action fight.
I can't wait for this fight.
Man.
I can't wait.
I think Golovkin's power is going to stop Alvarez around the eighth, ninth round. But if it's action-packed, man, there's no losers here.
Forget Mayweather-McGregor. I
want to see this, especially if it's just hands going, lots of technique, both fighters looking like they've been in a fight, the Rocky-Apollo ending. Those fighters look like that at the end of the night, then we've all won. We've all won. I'm winning right now.
Yeah.
We're always winning, man. Come on. Boxing's never going anywhere, though. Y'all are boxing heads more than I am. I followed boxing back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. It hasn't been great lately. But now there's heavyweights coming along that are better, different things like that.
And
boxing's not really going anywhere. UFC took the spot for a while, but I think it's going to place UFC at some point.
What would help boxing is a heavyweight can become prominent again. And this guy that just knocked out Klitschko, last weekend?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
If he can find a way to become mainstream, man, I don't even know the dude's name. I know he won the fight.
I like Deontay Wilder, too.
I mean, but at the 147-pound range, you know, you got my man Spence, Errol Spence Jr. You got Jamarlo.
Yeah.
I can't think of his last name. He just moved up in weight. He's outstanding, too. There's some outstanding young fighters out there, but it's at the 147, 155 range. They need a heavyweight. I want to see some heavyweights get in there and tattoo each other.
It wasn't Fury.
No, it wasn't Tyson Fury. It was
Anthony Joshua?
Yeah, Joshua? I think that was him.
Yeah, it's Joshua. Anthony Joshua knocked him out.
He beat Klitschko the first time. So, to go.
This is a big old guy.
He's huge. Now, they get the heavyweights going again. That's fine. But we got to have some good 147 fights coming up, too. Like, I'm tired of them trying to build up records. 26-0 versus 28-0.
Yeah.
And your 25 of those wins is against booty competition. Come on, man.
The gold gym.
Let these young fighters that we know can fight, put them in the ring early against each other. Let's have some battles. Let's make some trilogies. What happened to boxing when fighters were allowed to have rematches in three matches like Frazier Ali? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a trilogy.
A trilogy, yeah.
Why
can't we have that again?
Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray.
So, boxing can figure it out, man. There's still a lot of boxing fans. I'm still a boxing fan.
Me too. I am.
I'm a boxing fan, but it's nobody to really get behind anymore. I remember you used to watch it in the Olympics, and it was a big thing because you knew the guys that were coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you barely see it on TV.
Oh, well. It is what it is. Congratulations, Canelo Alvarez and Golden Absolutely. Boy Productions. They got a lot of money off that fight over the weekend. My God.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing we want to talk about, LeVar Ball and the new ZO2 shoes. First of all, thoughts on the shoes. Secondly, is the $495 price tag insane because he should be selling it to kids?
Absolutely not. Kids running around in here wanting Gucci slides.
This ain't Gucci.
He hit the nail right on the head. Kids want the Gucci slides for $200. They spending $200 on Gucci slides. They spending $700 on Yeezys. Why he can't charge $500 for his basketball sneakers? These kids out there got it. Somebody got it.
Once again, he's...
Go get your money, LeVar. I ain't mad at you, man.
I like
the shoe, too.
I like the shoe, but...
I see where he's coming... His delivery, ever since he's been a microphone put in front of his mouth, his delivery's just been all messed up, man. I see where he's come from. He comes from a good place, I think.
I don't think he does.
See, I think he does. When it comes to his kids, I think he does. When it comes to this shoe, see, what I don't like about him in this shoe, he's insulting consumers.
Right.
If you're not
a big baller. You can't have. I think what throws people off is when you start talking to him and then he starts going into his rant or getting loud and he has this stupid ass grin on his face like he's unsincere about any freaking thing he's saying. I think that's what turns people off. That's what turns me off about him. It's like, why you got that stupid ass grin on your face?
And speaking of that stupid grin, you know what turns me off about that grin? He needs some white strips too. Because those teeth are horrible.
He's not passing the tissue test?
Oh my, no, not at all.
The big thing that turned me off from him when he started talking about the white, you know, making it race back at UCLA.
That was whack. That was whack.
Yeah, that was whack.
And listen, I'm not getting into politics, but I almost feel like he's trying to do the president route of like, all right, the more insane stuff I say, the more they'll talk about
me to sell.
So, but now he's saying, I don't need Kobe Bryant to give me advice. I'm like, dude. I mean, he's saying the Michael Jordan thing. I'm better than Jordan. I don't need Jordan to give me advice. Dude, you do need to get these advice. These people have been down this road.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't act like you are paving the road.
Right.
I mean, he's just getting PR by saying wild stuff that does more for his brand. Look at all these celebrities that have come out. Oh, I got me a pair of them 495s. You better get you a pair.
And that's my point with that. It's like
he's so brilliant.
That's like somebody walking in here right now, sitting down and has on the ZO2s. He's sitting here with the ZO2s on, looking at us like, oh, y'all not ballers. Y'all don't have them on. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he doesn't even wear them.
Right.
No, he's wearing Jordans.
Did I post that?
You did. I posted
on the page. You did. Yeah, they're wearing Jordans. LeVar has on Adidas, and Lonzo and LaMelo are wearing Jordans.
Actually, he's got his son's wearing the pair I wore last week
or two weeks ago. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah, the 8s, the Aqua 8s.
Yeah, the Aqua 8s.
Crazy.
So, but yeah, listen, man, I get the free enterprise stuff, and you saw how he's doing the shoes, right? You pre-order. They're not making these shoes until he gets all the orders done. There's going to be no access to shoes laying around. This is it. So it's total profit.
Make the order just like you in the restaurant.
Right. It's total profit, which, hey, I ain't got no problem with that. But he keeps making it about himself, not about his sons. And that's the issue.
Right. That's the problem.
I just think the $495 shoe.
I mean, Lonzo's already going to have the spotlight. If LeVar can be this crazy acting maniac character and take some of this pressure of the spotlight off Lonzo, maybe he's doing him a favor.
Because he's not going to be on the court with Lonzo next season.
If Lonzo struggles, you know they're going to talk about
everybody's coming for him. And I think Lonzo's going to be good in the NBA. Lonzo got game,
man.
Me too. I call him, when I see Jason Kidd, I'm like, that's Lonzo Ball Sr. right there.
But just,
when I see Jason Kidd.
Just more athletic and 6'7".
Yeah, man.
Like, Lonzo got game.
I like Lonzo.
Yeah, and hopefully he will.
I think this is going to work out beautifully. If Lonzo stays healthy, I think he can be a good pro for a long time.
Yeah. I agree. The shoe, though, $495 and then $220 for slip-ons.
And
is just, come on, man.
And $1,000 for an autograph, a shoe with a Lonzo's autograph on it.
Why not?
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about doing it just to support the cause because I get what he's trying to do. But, man, just –
It got to go on sale for me.
Yeah,
I need a markdown.
You need a sale.
I need a markdown. And yeah. And everybody knows I love shoes, but I need.
I definitely got to get a markdown for that. Anyway, let's move on. We'll move on to patrolling. I do have a patrolling this week, and it involves the Panthers.
Ooh.
I could save it, but let's go ahead and talk about it.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
Yeah, you know, why you got to post, I guess it's a Cowboys fan that had to purchase this fathead bobblehead.
Because, no.
I didn't make it to order. It's not like I said, hey, make them 4 or 5
You
feet
said
tall.
They probably had like size specifications, you know,
no,
regular,
no,
large, and triple XL. And he's like, oh, let me just get the triple XL.
No, I didn't actually. That would have been good, but no, I didn't. You would have done the same thing if you had a chance to get a cam one.
No, I wouldn't. I would have got the regular size. See, I got the regular size already. Where are you at, Super Cam? In your Bud City jersey on. I don't even see you out here today. Oh, yeah, he's in the Caribbean living it up. Happy birthday, Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah, with his baby
mama. Oh, the baby mama. Yeah, I saw that.
Loves that, man. That's what's up. Take your family out to the Caribbean. Enjoy a little sun, a little weather. Get away.
She looked angry.
Because he out riding on that jet ski. He might have splashed her.
Yeah. Well, I have patrolling this week, and it is the Buffalo Bills for tweeting out, hey, Panthers, sorry we keep stealing your staff. Just know it's out of respect because they hired the assistant GM.
As a new GM. Well, whatever you need, Buffalo. I mean, one hand washes another when we need a trade or, you know, you think about letting us get Sammy Watkins on a fifth-round flyer.
Well, I love the retweets, though. You guys can have this one for your charge, talking about him going there. And then somebody else tweeted, yeah, because the Panthers were forced to be reckoned with last year. I mean, hopefully we get that big 6-10 record. They are boasting for 2016 as well.
Yeah. What are y'all talking about, Buffalo fans? Y'all play in one of the weakest divisions ever, and y'all can't. When was the last time y'all were above 500? When was the last time y'all were in the freaking playoffs?
Somebody tweeted out, can we steal their quarterback? And then somebody tweeted out, take this cat with you, too. It's a picture of Mike Shula.
Man, Mike, it is make it or take it, leave it this year, man.
Oh, they got a new motto in Buffalo. Carolina Bills, keep rumbling.
Keep rumbling.
Shady, I love it, man.
Shady McCoy need to keep rumbling.
You guys should take back the 30,000 Buffalo transplants that are in Charlotte while you're at it.
Yep.
They do have a lot of Buffalo Bills fans here. Yep. I ain't lying.
Yep.
But anyway, that's this week's patrolling. You ain't got nothing else to say to Bills for stealing.
We like helping y'all out. Hey, can you help us out? Can y'all knock the Patriots off? Please?
Somebody pick up that Zeke bobblehead and put it into the camera a little bit.
Why you can't see it?
Yeah, viewer wants to see it.
This thing is humongous.
Which one, Facebook?
Facebook, yeah. The Zeke
Look
bobblehead.
At that shit.
Look at that thing. Isn't that beautiful?
Hold it up to next to a regular size
bobblehead
so they can see the difference. This is Steph Curry, an expensive Steph Curry. Look how much bigger he is than the Steph Curry one. That's ridiculous. This is the 2-time league MVP, NBA champion.
That's your offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, I thought Jordan Howard was. Is he not? Oh, my bad. Okay.
Come on, it's all right.
All right, sorry about that.
Don't be mad because Zeke's so big. And look, he's got to feed, man. He's got to feed himself. Don't be mad. What are you upset about, Jordan Howard?
I'm a Bears fan, so I'm upset. My season's over already. We're in May. My season's over. So I'm going to be salty from here on out.
Mike Glennon's got a chance to be a star. I said Mike Glennon has a chance. He does. We'll see.
Oh, my favorite track right here.
Is it?
Yes. Beat everything.
Mike Glennon has a chance to be a...
Is that what you just said? I'm sorry. I was sitting here. Check it. Mike Glennon has a chance to be a star. What kind of crap
is that?
He does,
man. He's got a chance. Former NC State long neck. He's got a chance. Long neck's got a chance. He will be better than another AFC West quarterback.
Pat Mahomes, we know, because Pat Mahomes ain't playing this year.
What is up with Pat Mahomes not being able to understand the Chiefs playbook? You can't understand a dink and dunk in a, in a five-yard pass.
Early predictions for next year. Mike Glennon will be the second-best quarterback in the
season. In the Bull, in the Bears in the organization?
In the North. So Trubisky will be starting.
In the North, he will be the second-best quarterback.
That's a good one. I'll take that. I need something, man.
All right. When we come back, there will be some other outlandish things in our Lance
that was Lavar right there.
Lance and Lavar section of the show. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
I don't need no advice from Kobe.